Hey, it's Natalie, and if you're listening, you are listening to the first official episode of Natalie's Take On. This podcast is created for fun, mainly for fun. Basically, I am just going to take a bunch of topics, and each video I will discuss a different topic and just give you my take on it. Because I love to talk, and there are some people who love to listen. If you're one of them, then hopefully this podcast will be useful for you. So today's topic is procrastination. Procrastination is a huge part of human lives. You know, it's a big part of our lives. We're too lazy to do something, so we put it off. Or something seems more fun, so we put off the difficult one. Ever since I've been a little girl, I've been known for my extreme procrastination in school. Not just school, actually. Chores, health, pretty much literally anything you could procrastinate for. And I'll tell you, I received major consequences. Not for my parents or anything, but you know, life just bites you in the ass when you don't do the things that you're supposed to do. So what even is procrastination? Well, the official definition is the habit of unnecessarily delaying an important task, usually by focusing on less urgent, more enjoyable, and easier activities instead. So everyone knows what procrastination is. Obviously, there's no person on this planet who hasn't procrastinated. I want to share with you a few examples of my extreme procrastination. So the first one has to do with health. Okay, and if you know me, you know I was on the cheer team in high school, and basically one day we were doing a stunt, we were demonstrating a stunt, and I was in the back lifting the girl up by her ankles, a back for those who know cheer terms, and I don't even remember what we did, but basically we like lifted her back in the air and then we brought her back down, and when we brought her back down, I felt a little like crack in my thumb, okay? But you know, my joints crack, I'm a double jointed person, so I didn't think much of it, but I remember it like really hurt afterwards, and I was like, I'm gonna go see the nurse, and she told me it looks like I sprained my thumb, and I remember distinctly having the feeling that I wanted to throw up, and whatever, I thought it was a sprain. A few days later, I got this like brace for my thumb, by the way. These few days I'm like walking around with a brace on my thumb. My thumb blows up and turns blue, and my dad starts freaking out. He's like, what the fuck? Your thumb is a balloon. We have to go to the doctors now. And I'm like pushing it off. I'm like, nah, I don't want to. It's just a sprain. It's just a sprain. Whatever. He makes me go to the doctor. And they do a scan, and whoop-de-doo, fracture in my thumb. Had a cast on for 6 weeks. But anyways, if it weren't for my dad, I would have just kept waiting until my thumb was, like, so unbearably in pain that I needed to do something. So that's one. Schoolwork, I always wait until the last day before the deadline to do it. And not, like, to double-check it, but to do the first draft. So. Another stupid one, like taking out the trash. I feel like this one is so common. Like I always wait till it's super full. Like I will shove my foot onto the trash can and shove the trash down. Like not my foot, obviously my shoe, but I'll push it down so much so I don't have to take it out because I'm just so lazy and there are so many other things I'd rather do. So as you can see with my examples and probably with how you think of procrastination, or how anyone thinks of procrastination, really, the connotation of procrastination is usually negative. Since there are, you know, difficult consequences usually if you procrastinate, if you don't do things on time, if you don't prioritize well, usually there will be difficult consequences. However, I read a study, yes, me, I read a study on the psychology of procrastination. And in this study, there is an American economist. Basically, he deals with economy and history, named Peter L. Bernstein. And let me tell you, this quote blew my mind. It blew my mind. I was like, whoa, you just like turned the light on in my brain. The quote goes like this. Once we act, we forfeit the option of waiting until new information comes along. As a result, no acting has value. The more uncertain the outcome, the greater may be the value of procrastination. In other words, he actually counters the idea that procrastination can only ever be negative. Not that like anyone said that except for me in this podcast, but like I didn't read anywhere that it's like procrastination is negative. But you know, most people, you talk to people, you ask them, is procrastination a negative thing? They'll most likely say yes. So here he brings up the idea of positive procrastination, and I would love to dissect this, okay? So it starts with once we act. So once we do the thing that we're procrastinating to do, we forfeit the option of waiting until new information comes along. So if we act, we're like not allowing new information to come along because we missed our chance. We already did it. That's it. There's no going back. There's no take backs. Okay. And sucks. There was like new information. You could have done it better. Sucks. You already did it. So no acting has value. Not doing the thing you're supposed to be doing has value if the procrastinating gives you time to gather new information. So the more uncertain the outcome, so let's say you have no idea what's going to happen if you do it now or later, then the value of procrastinating is a lot greater. Does that make sense? I'm going to give an example. So this is a super easy, like, personal example that I'm literally going through right now. Let's say I want to start a podcast. I'm procrastinating because I want to gather as much information as I can about starting a podcast before I actually do it. I've been wanting to do it for about half a year, and the first 4 months were definitely negative procrastination. It was definitely like I wasn't good enough or no one would listen to it, so I just didn't do it and like found other things to do and whatever. And then the last 2 months have been positive procrastination. I've been gathering data, I've been talking to people, and just like figuring out the best approach to make this the best podcast that I can. So that's positive procrastination versus negative procrastination for you. I had no idea that procrastination could technically be a positive thing. Now that I'm thinking about it in that situation, it does make sense. But still, that was a revelation for me. In addition to positive and negative, there's also different types of procrastination. I actually also read another study, Bookworm. I'm just kidding. It was a really easy study to read. It was by the University of Melbourne. You know, Australian people told me that if you try to imitate them, you should use your nose because they talk through the nose. So the University of Melbourne did a study and found that procrastination can be fueled by different things. And therefore, procrastinators can be categorized into different types, such as anxious procrastinators. Okay, this is me. Dude, this is literally me. Anxious procrastinators won't start a difficult task because they think that they won't be able to complete it. Okay, it's like, let's say my table is broken. Okay, I am not a handyman. I will never start building that table because I have anxiety of failure that I will never be able to, like, I'll never be able to complete it. I just won't be able to. So I just never start. That's anxious procrastinating. Another reason for being an anxious procrastinator is that people won't start the task because they fear that they won't complete the task to perfection. Okay, this is super type A, aka me. Okay, I am such a perfectionist, and if I know I won't be able to complete this task to perfection, I will not start it. I don't really have an example for this one, but basically perfectionists. Okay, this one hit home. People will commit to too many tasks, fail to prioritize properly, and then don't fully complete any task they have committed to. Okay, I do that all the time. It's such a people-pleasing thing. I commit to too many things. If it's like hanging out with friends or tasks at work or like errands, I don't know. I'll commit to too many things because I want to please everyone. And then I can't prioritize properly because I don't have time. And then I just don't finish anything. So we have our anxious procrastinators. And next we have our bored/frustrated procrastinators. The first one they list is that when people believe that they need stress in order to perform well, So people who are kind of addicted to that rush, or they love to live on the edge, I'm super not like that. So I don't relate personally, nor have I seen it, but apparently there are people like that. Then there are other people who will procrastinate because they believe that they don't need to work hard in order to achieve their goals. So, okay, I actually relate to this one because, for example, sometimes when I take a test, I won't double check my work because I'm like, well, if it's meant to be, then it'll be. Like, I'll have that good grade because I shouldn't have to work super hard. If I get it, then I get it because I don't even know what that thought process is, but I definitely have experienced that. It's like, oh, I don't need to work hard, so I'm just not going to do it. And then the last one is someone who seeks to break the rules. So the rule is to do something ahead of time and prepare for it. And obviously procrastinators do the opposite. So they want to break the rules. And here's a little quote that I really liked from the University of Melbourne. They say, while procrastinators are less stressed than non-procrastinators when they're actively procrastinating, this can come back to haunt them because their overall stress is doubled in the long run. And you know I provided a specific example. You know I have one. While I'm watching Vampire Diaries, while procrastinating my paper, and my friend is actively writing theirs, I am currently less stressed. But after the paper is done, my overall stress is actually doubled. Since I procrastinated and had to do it super quick, and it was probably shit quality because I didn't even have time to double check it. That's a little, like, scare story into not procrastinate. Don't procrastinate because your stress will be doubled. And you know what happens when your stress is doubled? More stress lines. Yeah, not cute. So now that we've talked about procrastination, what it is, how do you see it in your day-to-day life? Yeah, I just like to give another example of procrastination. I think I have a bird's nest, just like, they're just creating one outside my window. And I had my landlord come and check it out. And he like put a bunch of wipes in the hole because you like can't really reach it from the window. And then a month later, here we are, and I can literally hear them building a nest, but I am just procrastinating so hard. Like, I don't want to deal with that because I don't think that I can get rid of it. I have a fear of failure, so I'm, like, just ignoring it. You could call that lazy, too, by the way. I wouldn't get mad. It's almost the same thing. Anyways, so we're all going through this and we're all trying to battle this awful, awful trait, disease, whatever. So, 3 tips on how to battle procrastination. Basically, the first tip is to recognize and accept. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Acknowledge when you're procrastinating and when you feel that it's actually really unnecessary for you to do that right now. You need to differentiate between procrastination and prioritization. So ask yourself, like, am I not doing this because I genuinely have other shit I need to be doing right now? Or because I just don't feel like it? With that said, you should still be kind and proactive. So acknowledge that you're procrastinating, but obviously don't shit on yourself because then you'll just want to lay in bed and eat ice cream and watch Vampire Diaries all day. Next, so as I said, prioritize. I find that something that helps me is writing a list of all the things that I need to get done with those little boxes that you used to write, like in school, on your planners. And then, like, when you're done, you check it off. I love doing that. It makes me feel so productive. I get so satisfied. I'm like, damn, you go, girl. You got this. You finished all that shit. And you know, the boxes that you have empty, you just leave it for tomorrow. You know, like, I have 10 things on the list. I can physically get, like, 2 to 3 done today. I'm gonna do them, check them off, and feel so much better about myself and get ready for another productive day. And this is a tip that the study suggests. I personally have not done that, but I think it does make a lot of sense. So they say to move the most stressful thing to the top of the list and get that done first. So basically when you do the hardest thing first thing in the morning, like a weight kind of gets lifted off your shoulders because you're like, okay, that was the biggest thing I had to do today. The rest is going to be a piece of cake compared to what I had to go through this morning. And the third tip that they give is to minimize distractions. Personally, I don't believe that. Oh my God, my feet fell asleep. Ah, you know when you get those little tingly things in your feet and then like, I personally don't believe that social media and tech are like the cause of procrastination. I think that every human being innately has the trait of procrastination within them, but they definitely don't help. So you should probably turn them off if you're doing something important. When I'm doing work stuff, I like to turn off my phone because it is a distraction at the end of the day. You know, people are like notifying you, like you get all these notifications all the time. And I don't know, some people can like hyper focus and so it doesn't distract them. But me personally, if I see like dinging and conversations, like I'll want to respond, but I have to get this shit done first. So people can wait, you know, like just turn it off. You don't need it. Turn it off. That was my episode on procrastination. I hope you learned something. I hope you enjoyed. I definitely enjoyed. This is the first official episode on my podcast. I really hope you did enjoy it. And hopefully, like, if you have any topics you want me to discuss, then you will be kind enough to make some recommendations. And yeah, that's it from me. See you at the next episode. Much love.